here's something I wanted to talk about, which I mentioned earlier. There's nothing to think about. You think, right?
Yeah.
You're an analytical thinker.
I suppose at times.
What if you knew that nothing bad could ever happen to you again? What if I told you that nothing bad could ever happen to you in a higher dimension?
Right.
What could you possibly worry about?
There would be nothing to worry about if nothing bad can happen.
That's why they say heaven has streets paved with gold, because heaven is the higher dimension. That's right. All it is.
I've never worried about losing my house or my apartment. I've never stressed over things
so
like that.
So what are you thinking about?
I don't know. You know,
But you do know. You're thinking about it.
I guess what I think about is why I'm here. Why am I doing this? You know,
ask me what I'm
clearly
thinking about.
What are you thinking about?
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. I'm listening, you know, but I'm thinking about
you know what
nothing.
I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about what I think about.
But listen, I'm listening to you, and I respond occasionally and tell you the truth about certain things, right? But it's not me talking. It's my God-right brain telling me what to tell you. It even says that in the Bible, and I hate to call it the Bible because it's not really the Bible. It's a book, okay? But it says in that book that God will tell you what to say. Everything tells you what to do, tells you what to say, tells you to turn right instead of left, left instead of right. Everything, everything. Now, before we started, my brain was so blank, I said, I don't know if I could do this because I have nothing to say. But all of a sudden, I have a lot to say.
Right.
I don't have anything to say. I still don't have anything to say.
No, I forgot my book of questions, but it's coming to me. And a lot of what we talked about, I hadn't even thought of. It just comes. And now I had a block.
Well, you're unblocking. I'm going to check your messages and see what else you have.
What were we just talking about, though? Because I had more to say.
I don't know. I didn't think about it.
I know. What I think about. Yeah.
Right.
You know,
what are you thinking about?
That's just it. You know, I find myself thinking that there has to be answers, and I'm trying to find where to find these answers.
Dear listener, I'd like to interject. He's sitting here in front of me saying he's trying to find where to find the answers.
A lot of the time, I don't even know the question to ask. I just know something. There's something that I need to know. What frustrates me is...
Do you feel confused?
Very much so. Confused and often misled. Read a book, read a blog, watch a movie or a documentary or lectures on YouTube. I mean, hours just trying to find answers. And like I said before, everybody has their own version of the answer, but it isn't the answer.
So wait, so the hours on YouTube, is that meditation?
I wouldn't count that as meditation, no.
No. You're just searching for answers.
As long as you're searching and looking, you will never find.
Einstein said that when I stopped, and I'm paraphrasing again, when I stopped searching, I found the answers.
Yes.
And it works for me every time.
And
I can search the whole house for my glasses.
A lot of times.
As soon as I stop looking, there they are.
A lot of times it does for me. You know, I'll have a heating unit at work not working, and I'll be trying to figure it out, and then I just get up and walk away, and then it clicks, and I'm like, oh. What if I try this and then,
right.
And then we're back up and running?
So the answer is stop looking. Just stop. Stop everything. Clear your mind.
You're probably right.
I'm probably right.
But what if...
30 years of experience makes me probably right.
But what if I stop looking and I'm just wasting my time?
Wasting your time. What? Say that again?
No, that's what I was saying. What if I stop looking and I never find it? Then I just wasted my time.
But you're not
wasting your time doing it.
It seems to me, yes, you are wasting your time right now.
But you need to work towards it. You know, I mean, enlightenment.
That's not the way to work towards it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This is not the way.
Okay, here's what you wrote to me. You said, then I start thinking, that's a good start.
Yeah, right.
I start thinking about the idea that my consciousness is just energy. Then what becomes of that energy after death? I hear many people talk about previous lifetimes or in another life, but how can you expect your energy to stay in this planet and come to another life form? I guess you're referring to reincarnation.
Right. Because I often hear people say, oh, you know, in a previous life, I did this, or maybe in another lifetime.
What's stopping this energy from leaving this universe? These questions are crazy.
Well, right. So,
stop it.
But there's so many questions.
What stops the energy leaving the universe?
Seriously.
What becomes of that, your consciousness after death? When you're dead, you're dead.
Look, if you're just
And that's the goal. Don't die. When you're dead, you're dead. You're gone.
Thank you. Because
it's so simple.
Right.
Your consciousness is a result of your brain cells connecting with each other, going bzz, 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 that's your consciousness. If you die, the buzzing stops, period, gone. Okay, and speaking of brain cells buzzing, the reason you feel confused is because they're buzzing but not connecting. Brain cells work together by harmonious vibrations, resonant frequencies. You know what resonant frequency is?
Yes.
Okay, so they resonate with each other at all sorts of different frequencies. When you fuck up physically doing bad things to yourself, your brain and your body, that stops. You don't have a consciousness. You have pockets of consciousness, all talking about different things separately. And that's why you're confused, because you've got all these different conversations going on in your head. You don't even realize it.
So the energy you are made of will still exist, though, you know, in this universe after your physical death.
Say again.
That was important.
She's telling me that
I said the energy he's made of.
When I die, it doesn't go away in the matter, as we spoke earlier. You were saying that.
Hold on, let me repeat
it. Gone.
When a person dies physically, the energy that he was made of doesn't disappear. It still stays in the universe.
Well, some of that energy stays in the universe because all of our God brains are connected. So it's like an internet of God brains. But some of that energy in the form of matter becomes dirt underground.
Matter cannot be created nor destroyed.
No, but it can change form. That's what I was explaining to him earlier. Matter can change into energy. Energy can change into matter. Right? But all the matter and energy is constant in the universe. That's the theory anyway. You know, that's the theory. It hasn't been proven.
And
we're talking about something, you know, that some scientists invented many, many years ago. So that's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. What's relevant is you being in a higher dimension. You not having anything bad happen to you and not dying. You're not supposed to die. I was telling you earlier that we're brainwashed to think immortality is a crazy idea, but it's not.
Who started that?
It's crazy to think that you have to get sick. That's crazy.
And when you're so-called sick, we were told that it's a bad thing. And what I told you I just erased everything and I started not thinking and just started getting answers. I don't know, you know, into my right brain, but I just have knowing inside of me. And the things I'm getting is when we're so-called sick, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because the body is getting rid of what it doesn't need. It's just the way of the body to cleanse itself. But you don't have to get to that point. Just be pure. You know, pure emotions or no emotions, pure food, water, everything. Then your body won't need to get rid of all that. But sickness, we were told, was a bad thing.
You're born with the brain, correct?
Yes.
Where did it come from?
I have no idea. It just develops.
Right, it just developed from the chromosomes, DNA programming in the cells, from the mother and the father, you know, joining. But we trust it to become a human being. Am I correct so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So it becomes a human being with the body and brain, two eyes, a nose, two ears, etc., and a brain. It became a human being organically. So why not leave everything organic, right? Keep the brain functioning organically. Don't take drugs that affect your brain, like caffeine, alcohol that affects the brain. Don't do anything that affects the brain. If you change the functioning, the organic functioning of the brain, you're changing who you are. That's your problem. You have got to heal. And healing is possible. Healing everything is possible. You're not healed.
Today is one of my relative's birthday, and I was talking to her, and she's trying to get pregnant. She can't get pregnant. And she said, I have to have surgery to fix it. I said, no, you don't. Just let your body work it out. Oh, it can't happen by itself. I said, of course it can. Your body got to the point where it is by itself. All you did was just giving it energy through food. How can you think that it can't fix itself? Just create the right environment for it. Give it a chance to do so. No, she can't think so because that's not what she was taught, and she can't think otherwise, no matter what you tell her. And that's how all people are. Even though, you know, a lot of people are trying to say that they believe in something different, but very few really understand deep down that it really is true, okay?
I burned my thumb with the soldering iron. Stupidly, I wiped off the tip with a paper towel, and believe me, it burned right through the paper towel and hit my thumb, and there was a nice big hole, and it hurt in my thumb, the tip of my thumb. And look, all gone. Magic. Healing. We trust it, right? And my God, you cut your finger, and it doesn't grow a nose.
Right.
It knows how to recreate that exact part of your body. And you've got all these cells rushing to the scene like first responders. And each one knows how to recreate that part of your body. Trust it. Trust the process.
Something like that can heal itself, but something bigger can't? That doesn't even make sense. Think about it. Doesn't make sense. Nothing is too big for a body if you believe it, first of all.
People have totally recovered from cancer. Serious cancer. Did you read the book Quantum Healing by Deepak Chopra?
No.
Those are the books you should read. It's on my list. He's a medical doctor. You know the name, right?
Deepak Chopra. I just bought a children's book by him for my children.
By the adult
So I'm
books.
Familiar with his reading.
Okay. So lots of stories in there and lots of stories everywhere. People have healed completely, not remission, completely gone. Completely gone, so that as the stories go, the person goes into the hospital and gets the checkup. The doctors and nurses look at each other and go, don't say anything. We're going to get in trouble because she doesn't have cancer. Never did. But she did. But they thought they would get in trouble because they thought they misdiagnosed her. They thought they misdiagnosed her because she's so totally gone from cancer. Why? Because she knew what to do.
You mean the cancer totally gone from her? Even the bone can regrow, right?
Okay, so I'm at the dentist many years ago, 30 years ago, and the doctor says, the bone under this tooth is deteriorating, one of the molars. We're going to keep an eye on it. It's dissolving. Fast forward 10 years later, he goes, I'm going to x-ray that area and see what's going on. I'm in the waiting room after he does the x-ray. And he comes out 15 minutes later, and he's at the desk, and he's looking at the x-ray. And I'm going, you look pretty serious. What's the bad news? He goes, the bone regrew. He goes, that doesn't happen. The bone regrew.
Even bones can regrow.
In the movie Lost Horizon, they talked about the head of Shangri-La at that time. He was very old. They were all very old, very, very old. And he said, he created Shangri-La by himself, and he lost his leg. He cut his own leg off because of frostbite. Later, he learned that he didn't have to cut the leg off. He could have healed it.
Right. Why are we not doing that now?
So you wrote, what's stopping this energy from leaving this universe? Which reminds me of something in one of the recent Dan Brown books. The conclusion, this is a spoiler, so don't listen if you haven't read the book and want to.
Which book? I've read a few of his.
The name of the book is Origins. The last one is about energy. And the conclusion is that the human being evolved as a device to release energy into the universe. And I'm telling you, don't do that. So don't do that process. But if you're a normal human being, yes, your function is to release energy into the
Your function is to be a generator.
Yes, yes. When I talk about releasing energy, I mean suddenly in a large way where it's hard to replace by normal activities. Every move you make, even blinking your eyes, requires energy, obviously. Thinking, blinking, moving your pinky requires energy. Walking requires energy. But if you work out for 3 hours and you're dead exhausted, that's not good. You're releasing a lot of energy. Sex releases a lot of energy. That's the whole purpose of sex, to release energy.
The releasing of energy is great. It's a great stress reliever. But the main purpose of it is the endorphins, the other hormones and chemicals that, you know, you get a high from it.
No, physically, it releases energy.
Right.
The endorphins and the high and the adrenaline and all of that, it's a high, but then it's a low, by the way. There's a crash.
Right. Yeah, there has to be.
Just like with any drug. Or.
Yeah, there has to be.
Okay. So it's a big release of energy, and it's a drug. And we talked about that before, so we don't have to cover that ground again. But when you release energy in a big way, it's very hard and takes a long time to replace. So if you have sex today, you'll have to take a month to recover.
Right. So you've said.
Okay. Do you want to take a month to recover? Do you want to fall off the mountain and start climbing up again? That's the point. Then a month from now, you have sex again and fall off the mountain again. So you're constantly going up and down.
Yeah. Trying to get both parties on board with that is difficult.
Okay. It's difficult. It's difficult to stop somebody from shooting themselves in the head. But it's worth doing, you know?
I'm on board, yeah.
You're not on board.
No, I am.
With every breath, you sound hesitant.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see that. I'm not hearing it. No, I'm trying to find the words. I struggle with the articulation and the verbiage.
Like me today, for some reason.
But, you know, I read your books and we talked a bit. And I told my wife, I said, hey, this is what I'm doing. And she was not pleased, you know. And so it's difficult.
So she's making you...
very stressful on a marriage.
She's making you shoot yourself in the head.
When she expects... You know, it's a big lifestyle change, and when two people are used to doing things a certain way, and then all of a sudden one person just says, you know, I think I'm going to start doing this, and this is why. Sometimes the other one isn't.
Whose good is it for if you do it, meaning to stop everything and rise in dimension?
Well, it would be
who's good.
It would be good for both of us
and
the children.
Yes, not just good. We're talking about heaven. Did you ever see the program Last Man Standing with Tim Allen?
Yes.
I love Tim Allen. Great show. So in one of the episodes, he's explaining to his daughter's child about heaven. And he's going, in heaven, everything is great. And there's candy, everyday candy to eat and blah, blah, blah. Nothing bad ever happens. And the kid goes, I want to go to heaven now. And he goes, no, you don't want to go to heaven now because you have to die to go to heaven. Oh, my God. Right? And this is a grown-up saying, and grown-ups think this. Grown-ups think you have to die to go to heaven. But the point is, the kid says, if heaven's that great, I want to go now. So I'm telling you, you don't have to die to go to heaven. So why aren't you saying, I want to go now?
No, that's what I am telling you. That's what I've been telling you. You know, I'm doing everything I can to find the answer, to find the inner peace.
That's, you see, it's like, yes, but
I don't understand.
That's what you're saying.
I'm not telling, did I say you have to do everything you can, do things to find the answers? I'm telling you, don't do those things. Stop everything.
I get that, but you were asking, you know, and why wouldn't you? And I'm saying that I do want to.
No, you don't.
Because it's been already some time and you're still not doing it. So you don't want to.
Are you celibate?
No. No.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear the trumpets? We're not forcing you to do anything. This is for the purpose of teaching people, using you as an example. You're the guinea pig.
And that's fine. I'm fine with that.
You're a good guinea pig.
But apparently not, because I can't tell my wife no.
And neither can anyone else.
Well,
this is a big point that everyone brings up. Believe me, when bad things happen, like they happened to me, you'll do anything to stop it.
So I guess bad things didn't quite happen yet for you.
Well, I'm thinking maybe hitting rock bottom is why I was waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning for months on end trying to figure out why I'm doing what I'm doing.
You didn't hit rock bottom.
No.
No.
I'm talking about really bad things. You know, they say it takes hitting rock bottom to wake up.
Some people never do, and that's why nobody wants to stop everything.
Hitting rock bottom doesn't guarantee you're going to wake up, but you got to hit rock bottom to wake up. I'm saying really bad things, thank God, have not happened to you. And I'm telling you, don't get to that point. I'm trying to tell you now, stop now before those things happen.
Because once you turn 40, that's when it really starts.